Good evening and welcome everyone. It's lovely to welcome you to this, our second Songs of Praise. Our theme tonight is Zoom. A special welcome to those who are joining us for the first time and those who will be listening to this on your black boxes sometime later this week. It's lovely for us all to be together and to have some children sharing with us as well. So we welcome Beatrice, and I've seen Matthew as well earlier on, so it's great to have you with us. We're going to share together in the call to worship. For those of you that have it on your black boxes, you'll find that at the end of your paper with words. For those of you who are watching it on Zoom, we're going to do a screen share. And I know we can't record all of your voices, but if you'd like to share and join in the words that are in heavy type when it comes up. God welcomes us this day with steadfast love to satisfy our deepest longings. Praise God, who has been our dwelling place in every generation. Before the mountains were formed and we were still dust, God loved us into being. Praise God, who created us and renews us still. May God's favour and grace guide us on paths of love and peace. We rejoice with gladness this day. So we're going to join together and sing, "The King of Love is My Delight." This is a modern song which is led by Stuart Townend. Apologies to those who are waiting on your black boxes. We just started with the song. We just had a technical hitch. We'll play it again in a few minutes, I think. Just while Jen's trying to get it together, we'll do an interview with Paul, because it was Paul who picked this song. So, Paul, if you can unmute yourself. Just trying to unmute himself. There we go. Paul, would you like to tell us what it is about this song, why you chose it?
Yeah, sure. It's called "The King is Love," and it's really a song that combines Revelation and Solomon's "The Songs of Songs" together. And it's really a song about Jesus. The first line is, "The King of Love is my delight. His eyes are fire, his face is light. The first and last, the living one. His name is Jesus." And you can see that description of Jesus has been a bit more than Jesus meek and mild, but how he really is. The first and last, the living one. And from his mouth there comes a sound that shakes the earth and splits the ground, and yet his voice is life to me, the voice of Jesus. So the song describes Jesus and puts him, who he really is, as the Son of God, as God, a voice that's capable of shaking the ground, and yet at the same time, his voice is life to me. And I like this song because it combines that image in Revelation of who Jesus really is. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. And we're going to try it again now. The problem we've got is some adverts in it, so bear with us, but we're going to try it and go it again. So thank you for choosing that, Paul. And Helen's now going to lead us in prayer. and then explain the song that she's chosen.
That's it now. Have I unmuted myself?
Yeah.
Yes, fantastic. All right, thank you. Right, in a little while, we're going to sing They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love. So I'm just going to share a couple of things and then have a prayer, and then we'll sing the song or listen to the song. A week ago, I was listening to a sermon from another church, and the theme, I think, that they've been having their sermons on was community. And that's something that's been spoken about a lot, I think, in recent times, not just in the church, but just in the media as well. And the effect of stuff like lockdown, how it's just affected people's community and people's relationships with each other, etc. And the preacher, towards the end of the sermon, he quoted some words which are like attributed to Mother Teresa. Although when I did look it up, it was a bit uncertain if she'd actually said it or somebody else, but it doesn't really matter who said the words. And the words are, not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. And obviously there's quite a lot of things that could be drawn out of those words. But one thing that he said kind of towards the end of the sermon was that reminder that sort of everything we do, and we're doing it like for God, and it's as if we're doing it, even if it's a menial little thing like giving somebody a drink of water, we're doing it to the least of the brethren, we're doing it for God and we're doing it to Jesus. And so, and at this time when we can't sort of mix together like we usually can, people might be inclined to feel a bit discouraged. But it was just that remembering that God does see every little thing that you do, every little act of kindness that might not be seen by anybody else. God does see it. That reminder that we're working with him for him, and that we don't know how, you know, all these little acts of kindness, it's like, I kind of see it like little loving bricks making up a big wall, a bit like that wall of answered prayer. So I'll read the words again, I'll pray, and then we'll have the song, They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love. And I think the words have been printed, if anybody's actually got their order, their weekly news, and if anybody wants to join in the, or any of it, join in the last few lines. Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. Dear God, thank you that your love really can change everything. True love, agape love, Calvary love, everlasting love. It's because of your love that hearts and minds can be renewed and transformed. You are the one who sees each act of kindness, no matter how menial, how hidden. You are the one who hears each word of comfort and encouragement, no matter how softly it is spoken. Even the hairs of our heads are numbered. Thank you, Lord, for your love for us. Amen.
We are one in the spirit, we are.
are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, they will know we are Christians by our love. Other, we will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. They will know we are Christians by our love. By our love, they will know we are Christians by our love. We will work side by side, and we'll guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. They will know we are Christians by our love. By our love, they will know we are Christians by our love.
Thank you, Helen. And we thought about God's love and the King of love. We thought about our love as Christians. And as Val shares with us about her song, we begin to see how those two can come together. Thank you, Val.
Hi, everybody. This song, well, this CD by Don Moen was given to me by a very dear friend. You might remember him, Linda, Derek Hawkins. He gave me this when I was going, 14 years ago, when I was going through 6 months of chemotherapy. And it's really spoke to me at that time and still does. And I rediscovered it only last week when I was railing against things that are happening and not happening. And I was really, it's got to stop, it's got to go away. Anyway, I listened to this and handed everything to God. And it gave me such a feeling of love and peace I can't describe to you all, really. There's a line in it that says something like, he makes something new every day. And he does, be it a child laughing and smiling at us, be it a bird in the garden or a flower, or puts a person in your path, there is something new every day. Thank you.
So So the song is God Will Make a Way by Don Moen. Thank you, Val, for sharing that. And Jean's going to read now from John chapter 15.
Tap the button on the screen, Jean.
No, we don't want to be unmuted. Oh, yeah.
Can you tap it?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, you're okay.
So the word tonight is from John 15, verses 9-17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. This is the word of God. Amen.
Thank you, Jean. And greater love has no man than that he will lay down his life. And John and Iris have chosen our next song, if you'd like to share with us. But it is about that love, isn't it, that God has shown for us.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Well, this is a love song of the Welsh Revival. And anybody who's all heard about the Welsh Revival with Evan Roberts in 1904, just a simple guy, he just turned the world upside down. He started preaching, people started going, the coal miners stopped swearing, crime went down, the pub shut. There was thousands there in the meeting, and they just there for 4 hours, and they couldn't, just didn't want to leave. There was that many there. And then a young lady, there was a guy called, was it William Rees, and he wrote a song, "Here Is Love Vast As the Ocean." And Annie Davis, she was the one that sang it. Now, I've got Welsh blood in me, so I love Wales. I wish I could have gone, we should have gone this year, and I couldn't. And my grandparents are called Davis, so she might have been a relative, but I know you do, don't you? We've got one where she sings in Welsh and one in English, and I cry. And I sound sad for an old man, doesn't it? But I fill up just hearing the words, even in Welsh, as they do in English. It's so beautiful. Here is love, vast as the ocean. So that's we're just going to sing and share that now. I hope you don't all start crying. If you do, it's all right. Okay.
Bear with me, everyone. I apologise. We're just waiting for the advert to finish and I'll unmute it again. Right.
Here is
And Jen's going to lead us in prayer now. Then Nicole's got a little verse to read for us.
Okay, let us pray. God of steadfast love, turn away your anger and frustration when we fall short in your eyes, when we forget to love, when we are afraid to love, when we neglect to love. Forgive us and transform us with your amazing grace. Fill us with your love so completely that our lives may overflow with love in heart, mind, and soul. Amen.
And this is Love is a Mighty Power from Thomas A. Kempis. Love is a mighty power, a great and complete good. Love alone lightens every burden and makes the rough places smooth. It bears every hardship as though it were nothing and renders all bitterness sweet and acceptable. The love of Jesus is noble and inspires us to great deeds. It moves us always to desire perfection.
Thank you, both of you. And as we think on that love of God and our response to it, we come to our final song, which is When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, which demands of us, well, it asks us to look at love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. So we come to share together in the blessing, which again is on the papers for the people with the black boxes at home, and it comes up on a screen share for those of us that are watching here. So if you're invited to join in with the words that are in heavy type. go forth in the knowledge and love of God. We go confident in God's steadfast love. Go into the world, loving without limits, caring without boundaries. We journey forth to fulfill God's law of love. God bless you all. Our next service will be in a fortnight. That will be the 1st of November, 6:30 again. And our theme that week will be joy. So if you have songs or reading or prayer, or you just want to say something, if you let me know, I can put it all together. And our service will be, as I say, on the 1st of November. Jen, do you